We'll start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Katie, I'm going to hopefully say this, Whalen?
Wallen.
Wallen.
Yeah.
I should have asked the city clerk before. I always do, but I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Pastor. I'll forgive you this time.
Yeah, thank you, First Baptist of Owosso.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, we humbly seek your guidance and your wisdom. Grant us clarity of thought and understanding. Help us to make decisions that align with your will and bring about positive outcomes. We ask for your grace to unite us in harmony and understanding. Help us to listen to one another with open hearts and minds. We pray all of this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by myself.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Luddington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Do we have to make a motion to approve the revised one with the other date on it?
I don't even know if we need to mention that.
Okay. Perfect.
So that you guys wouldn't forget.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of February the 2nd, 2026.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of February the 2nd, 2026 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none. This brings us to public hearings, which we have one CDBG housing grant application. And I will start it off with... Should I start it off with the city manager, or shall I introduce the planning and building director? Okay. So I'll start it off with the planning and building director, Tanya Buckaloo.
Hello, everyone. So we are here tonight for yet another public hearing. This time the city has received $1,486,800 in housing funding. This is a two-part project. The first part of it is for homeowner rehab for $896,800. This will go right along with the homeowner improvements that I have been pursuing for the last 3 years and will continue on as long as that funding is there. This is for interior and exterior home improvements that can be up to $40,000 per house. The second part of this program is the unoccupied rental rehab, something new for me to tackle, for the city to take on. Jim and Randy Woodworth approached the city asking if we would be interested in applying for this grant money. So we did. We did receive $590,000 for their project. And I do want you to make sure you understand that we are simply a flow-through entity for this funding. This is not city funds. The $500,000 will go towards 5 low to moderate income rental units on the third floor of their building downtown at 123 North Washington. We are referring to this project as Citizens Loft. And there's also a $90,000 in administrative funds that the city will be able to receive. I'll submit for my wages, inspector's wages, various expenses that go along with the program that we can get reimbursed for. Just on a side note, I did receive a reservation notice that another $1.5 million is coming for additional housing. So I do expect to complete at least 80 houses between now and 2029.
Wow.
It's becoming.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we are too.
I'm very excited about it. This is really going to bring some serious change to our town.
You bet.
And I would like Jim to stand up, just explain a little bit about his project, the timeline where we see all this going forward. Thank you, Jim.
Yep. So appreciate you having me here. This is just one funding tool of many that we're utilizing for the Fifth Third project. So Tanya mentioned five units. The MSHDA funds that she's referring to would be the five units on the third floor only. And the way that our grant funding works is we have to complete that portion of the project first before we can move on to the second floor and the majority of the facade, which is coming from a grant from the MEDC that has previously been awarded, and we're in the process of filing an extension for that project. So if all goes well, what's the timeline of when these funds would be available? Do you know?
As soon as your phase one is updated.
Okay. So our phase one should be updated within the next 2 weeks. And as long as everything goes as planned, then within the next 4 months, construction will begin on the third floor, which would include elevator and fire suppression. And then once all of the third floor apartments are done and a conditional certificate of occupancy is issued, then we can start the work on the second floor. So first phase, the exterior, I know most everyone is the most anxious about and curious about, perhaps impatient about. So with this first wave of construction, the only thing that would be done on the exterior would be the windows for the third story apartments. Any questions?
Open up any questions from the council for Mr. Woodward? Questions?
No.
No. Well, first of all, congratulations. I think that's fantastic. As talking with Tanya, it opens up the door for many others, knowing that this is available and needed greatly in the city to get these upper apartments restored and rented. So
yeah, very much so. So it's it was a funding opportunity that our grant consultant presented to us, and then we had to have the city be on board with it. And Nathan and Tanya were very eager to learn more about it and ultimately say yes, which is going to be a huge benefit to not only our project but many projects to come.
Yep, agreed. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
With that, I will open it up to the public, which you'll be allowed up to 3 minutes to make comments to the city council regarding this public hearing. Are there any comments at this time? Seeing none, I take it back to the council for any comments. Okay. Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion authorizing the CDBG resolution and its supporting documents.
So moved.
Support.
I have a motion support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Council Member Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The CDBG housing grant application is approved. This brings us to our first citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the city council and our attending officials shall be afforded up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion. When recognized, please give your name and address and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone at this point that would like to? Yes.
Hi, I'm Kim White, Director of the Shiawassee District Library. First, let me apologize for not being here at the last meeting. When some things about the library came up, I was home with the flu. So I apologize for not being here for that. But I'm here today. The main reason that I'm here is not just to let you know that if you have any questions about the proposed library building relocation, I'm happy to answer any of those questions. You can contact me at any time. I'm happy to answer questions this evening. But the main reason I'm here is just to report on 2025 annual report of library services. And I have a handout to pass out for everyone.
You just take one and pass it down.
2025 was a big year at the library. We continue to see a lot of growth in our usage. We circulated over 100,000 items in 2025. And we can compare that to just 4 years ago in 2021, we circulated 34,000 items. So we've tripled our usage in the last 4 years at the library. 82,000 of those items were physical materials that were checked out by the public. Over 20,000 digital items were borrowed from the library collections. We saved library users over $1.2 million by allowing them to borrow materials rather than purchasing them for themselves. We also answered over 6,000 reference questions. We issued nearly 700 new library cards and added over 6,700 items to our library collection. We also offered 357 programs last year at our two branches, and over 8,700 people attended those programs. We had an increase in our summer reading participation, which has more than doubled since 2021 as well. The library is a busy place, continues to be busy, and is growing, and that leads us to the reason why we are looking for a larger location to accommodate our library services. And I don't want to get into the meat of that without prompting here in public comment. I just don't think there's a lot of time, but I'm happy to talk to each and every one of you about any concerns that you might have. And you know, you can reach out to me at the library by phone or by email, or I'd be happy to meet with you in person. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate it. Further comments? Mr. Menke.
Got three things here real quick, and I'll make sure I'm looking right at you, Mr. Mayor, when I say thank you to this lady right alongside here.
You may look at her if you'd like.
Oh, can I? Thank you. All righty. That is absolutely, I'm so excited for that. That is going to be, I've seen this once before, and it's just going to do so much for this town with 80 unit. Oh my goodness, that's going to be so nice. And then finally to be able to get going on Randy and Jim's building, that's two great things tonight. And the third great thing tonight that I'd like to bring up is, and all it is just a light switch. Why don't you just leave the white lights on downtown, as Emily had brought up. You know, I looked at downtown tonight. It just looked so, oh my gosh, I can't think of the word. But I remembered how it just looked a week or so ago with all the white lights on. And so they're already up. And if you want to do more, or, but flip the switch back on. It makes our downtown look so much nicer. It just, you drive in at night and you see those lights and it just goes, wow, this city must be moving. Wow. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mankey. For the comments. Yes, ma'am.
I have a complaint, which I hate to ruin your evening. Well,
can you state your name and address first, please?
Oh, it's Margaret Robbins.
Okay.
I do live outside the city,
that's
440
okay.
Wilkinson. But my daughter is an invalid, pretty much bedridden. Anyway, ambulance problem is what we... She fell out of bed and called 911 and explained to the dispatcher the difficulty that she's a good size gal. We couldn't get her back in bed. So they send out the city of Owosso fire, which I didn't back when I was here. I lived in the city for many, many years. You didn't go outside the city. Anyway, the city of Owosso showed, as well as many township firemen. The young ladies that came with the city fire truck were petite, nice little young ladies, but could not do the job. There's no way they could lift her. We get charged $150 for this call. Now, my concern is, and I think most of you would agree, if you have a workman come to your home, He brings all his tools and all his equipment for his trade. But if he can't do the job, you don't feel you can pay, you have to pay him. And I object to this $150 charge for a job that could not be done. If they're going to send out the equipment for such a, because they knew it was lifting a person. And if they're not able to do it, I mean, they need to send the client, the workers that are able to handle the situation, because they did know the situation. At least the dispatcher did. So I'm objecting to my bill of $150. I think somewhere policy needs to be looked at. I spoke with the fire, I guess it was the public safety director, and he explained that was policy. Whenever the rig went out, that's what the charge is. Well, if the rig isn't doing its job, I don't think it should be charged.
Okay. So, well, thank you. I'll just find out and have a talk with the chief myself. But I don't know the situation here, but I know there's certain policies we go by. And chief, can you make a comment?
I can't get into specifics.
Okay.
On each case, obviously, the patients have rights, and we can't bring it up in a public format.
Okay.
But we do have a billing process and billing, third-party billing that we do on all EMS rules.
Okay.
And that was followed on this case.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Your rules of order adopted in late 2024 are kind of built around this type of complaint or suggestion or question. This is clearly an administrative complaint, and I would encourage you to simply request that Kevin and I review administrative policy within my authority. And we will keep you briefed and report on what the outcome is. Sound fair?
Sounds very fair. I appreciate that.
If you wish to have a conversation with the chief, please just involve me, and the three of us can go over together.
Yep.
And I'll report on to the rest of the council. And to, I'm sorry, Mario, what is your last name?
Robbins.
Okay. Thank you. And to Ms. Robbins. Okay. That's all. Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah. Appreciate it, City Manager. Further comments? Seeing none, I bring it back to the council for comments.
I have one.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
I hope you guys aren't getting sick of these, but kind of my little thought bubbles. So I came across a topic that I thought was really exciting and could work really well for our community in particular. It involves participatory budgeting. I'm sure, Nathan, you're very familiar with it, but as we're kind of getting ready to talk about our budget amendments and audits and all the important work that we're doing, I think it's worth talking about what's below the numbers, which is how our residents are experiencing the budget. Right now, I think many of our residents see the budget as abstract line items, which they don't necessarily understand, and projects that they don't help choose, which I think fuels frustration, complaint, and the online grumbling that no one's hearing us is what I think is a sentiment that is out there. So when I came across this idea, I thought it was great. It's kind of perfect for us, which is that there's this thing called participatory budgeting, which is you allocate a certain amount of money and you allow the people to vote on projects that they recommend. It's not a huge amount of money. This is not like rewriting the budget, but it is exciting for people to feel like they have a stake in the public dollars, even if it's just a modest one. So I was thinking, and this is obviously not a formal proposal, but there's a way that we could do like a neighborhood choice fund. I've seen this in other communities. And a lot of times it's an allocated whole sum amount for one project, like say $50,000, and people get a vote on it. But I was thinking that kind of disenfranchises other people in our community. So we've got these perfect little quadrants, and it might be kind of cool to split that. If you were to take it on as an idea, we could essentially create neighborhood grant funds for small projects, allocating maybe $12,000, $13,000 of that line item to each of the quadrants of our
community. And so in Grand Rapids, I definitely saw there's a participatory budgeting initiative, which gives the residents that real input on how the public funds are spent, including developing and voting on community projects. And in Lansing, they're doing, they host regular community budget discussion nights where the residents are engaging directly with budgeting priorities, which is a precursor to obviously a formal participatory budgeting. Detroit's doing it. Vallejo, California. Many of you know I'm from California. So Vallejo is actually one of the earliest U.S. participatory budgeting cities, and they allocate a certain amount for the people to pick what they want to spend their money on. Chicago's doing it, obviously. There's lots of places that are showing precedent. I was thinking that this could help with civil disconnect. Our residents, what I've seen, often feel unheard or ignored in the planning process, especially when they see improvements in one neighborhood but not in their neighborhood, or we see this with special assessments, that there's a transparency gap, which we've discussed multiple times with our communication portal potentials. We need to do more outreach. So budgets are really hard, I think, for a lot of people to understand, and I think this would give a visible, simple, human-scale decision, like what's going to improve my neighborhood. And then there's also engagement. I mean, I love that you guys are all here, but this is a very small slice of our community. It's really hard for a lot of people to show up at our city meetings to feel like they're part of the process. So in my dream world, when I'm imagining this, I think that we could put it out to the people as a concept, like, hey, we've got this amount allocated. It's money that we were going to spend from our discretionary fund, you know, on projects or improvements or things that pop up, because we've approved so many change orders, it's not even funny. But then allow staff to vet the ideas to see if they're even financially feasible, and those that are, allow the neighborhoods to vote on it, discuss it, pick things that maybe they would enjoy seeing as improvements to the quadrant or neighborhood or whatever. But it's the same amount, equity across the board. Everybody gets the same thing. And things that I've seen people use this for, like pocket park upgrades, benches, trees, picnic tables, crosswalk enhancements near schools. Neighborhoods will pick that. Street trees, of course. We all know how much I love the trees. Neighborhood signage and wayfinding even, or small public art installations. So like those murals that could show up on maybe everybody in the neighborhood decides that they want to paint a mural and that's what they vote on. It allows for, I think, our residents to feel like they're part of the solution and they're part of action. And I think budgets and action oftentimes don't feel completely tied together, even though they completely are. So that was it. It was just my idea. I'm just curious about exploring that. Maybe at our goal-setting meeting, maybe we can, if anybody has any excitement around that idea of maybe doing a pilot program for a neighborhood grant through the participatory budget, it might be kind of fun to talk about it at that meeting. So I just thought I would put that little nugget in everybody's ear now. And that's it.
Yep. Thank you for the comments. Seeing none, this would bring us to our consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haver?
Yes.
Mayor Tice?
Yes. The consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have three tonight. The first being the fall policy update. And I believe we will start with the chief.
Yes, thank you. Over the last several months, our public safety staff has attended a couple of FOIA update trainings. Through that training and in reviewing amendments to the Michigan law, we needed to update our policy. There's the two recent amendments are on the front page of the of your memorandum there. Our new policy required that each individual has a complete name and address with U.S. Postal Service standards. That was put in there because of robo emails that we were getting, which requires everyone to have a legitimate email. And the number two is the second change to our policy, essentially requiring city staff to any data field that we have that we can, we shall provide it to them without creating a new document. So if we have the document, we give it to them. We are not required to create a document, whether an assessment or an evaluation of it. So just some quick background on FOIAs. It's a big part of what we do. We had 1,052 last year, and as of this morning, we already had 125 this year for about one person. And it's pretty much a full-time job now. I can answer any questions if you have
any. Any questions for the chief?
No. Those sound like reasonable and good adjustments.
We'll be in full compliance with Michigan law.
Great.
Perfect.
Great.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes. The FOIA policy update is approved. This brings us to the city budget amendment. And tonight we'll start off with the Director of Finance. I'm saying that right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the City Council tonight is a six-month budget amendment for fiscal year ending 6/30/2026. In regard to, there are a memo provided to Council highlighting those for the various funds that are being affected. And if anybody has any specific questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Any questions from the City Council? Thank you, Director.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the city budget amendment is approved. This brings us to items of business number 3, Single Audit Act Compliance. And we'll start off tonight with city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've been doing these every year for a few years now. It really started with COVID-19 dollars that we had received. But this year, we did, again, receive over $750,000 in federal dollars. When I say this year, I mean last year. And part of our requirement for that is to file what's called a single audit in addition to our regular audit of funds that we go through every year as well.
Any comments? Seeing none, I'd be looking for a motion.
Make a motion to accept and place on file the City of Owosso Single Audit Act compliance.
Support.
Motion of support. This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Mayor Tate. Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Sorry, getting ahead of myself here. Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, Single Audit Act compliance is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comment period, in which the public will have up to 3 minutes to address the council. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Mr. Minky. A
couple other items here real quick. The house by the stadium, when is that going to be taken down? The walls are already caved in. There's somebody put a big tarp so you couldn't see inside the house where the walls have caved in. It's been looking like that for, I'm going to say, at least 6 years. It's the blue house right across the street. It's all open. Someone could go back in there, climb in. So I was just wondering when that thing is going to be demolished. Another thing is last week or week before, whenever it was, the last meeting before, I asked about, asked if you guys were planning on doing anything for the 250th. Just to let you know, another community here right nearby, they're spending $25,000 out of their budget on shooting up fireworks. And that does not even include all the money that they're going to spend, again, for their parade and for all of the things that they have in the park there. That's going to be a big thing. And the last meeting, they voted $25,000. We're going to do it. We're going to do it for our community. So I'm just waiting to hear what you guys are going to do. Lanesburg's doing stuff. Every community is doing stuff, but I just haven't heard from here. And the last thing, it's a sad thing. I got a report, and I don't know whether you guys seen it yesterday or not. But the Argus, they're doing something that they haven't done in 150 years, and that is they're no longer going to be doing full news. No world, no state, no... No country. They got rid of AP, excuse me, and they're only going to publish 3 days a week. With the loss of the Independent, it's not good. We need them. The county needs them. We need another voice out there, and they've got some good people, and I just hope that the numbers that people will buy the paper, and so that they can stay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mankey. We've addressed city attorney. We have addressed this house situation, I think, a few times since I've been on council. I think it's always a long process. I'm sure it's still pending in that long process. Any update at all on that?
Yeah, so we've actually secured an order through the circuit court to demo that house. I've got to get that word to Ms. Buckaloo, and then it's a matter of getting a contractor in place to take it down. So this is the house, just a reminder. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago, it went up to tax foreclosure at one time. That's how it was on our radar before. Mm-hmm. But as Mr. Mankey stated, that it's now in such a state of disrepair that it's, for safety reasons, it needs to come down.
Okay. Great update. Thank you, City Attorney. Appreciate it. When it comes to the 250-year celebration, we'll have an announcement some down the line to let you know. Other than that, we are coming up to our last council comments. Are there any comments? Yes.
Can I just ask about the lights, actually? Because I apparently haven't been out at night, and I wasn't aware that we had shut them off. Is that...
I'm not aware.
Nathan, is that accurate?
When I've been through in the evening, they have been on.
That's what I thought. I've only seen them on.
Talking about the lights around the trees?
Like the downtown lights.
They're all on.
They're on.
Yeah, I mean, when we leave the bakery at night, they're on.
That's what I had seen, too. So okay. I was fingers crossed.
Oh, sorry. Today?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it just wasn't dark enough yet?
Maybe. Okay. Any other comments?
Also, I just wanted to say thank you to Kevin for including the parking citation summary in our packets. That's been really interesting. And then also the rental inspection program. I think this is going to help us have a better sense of, right, exactly, like of when these topics come up, it's at least we're getting kind of some track that we can reference. So I appreciate it very much.
Okay, with that, the next meeting that we're going to have is our goal-setting meeting, and that'll be this next, not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday, February 26th, 6:30 p.m., right here, for goal-setting session. And then the next meeting, council meeting, will be March 2nd. And with that... I'd be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Either way.
Motion and awesome. Support. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Yes. Could I hear from someone regarding whether that ambulance issue is being considered at all?
Yes, you will. You will. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.